Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
.645 on a red Friday, red Ryder Cup Friday. How you doing?
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it. Have been since I went to bed last night. All the videos are coming out today. Keegan Bradley's out there before the sun rose, trying to get the crowd going. Let's effing go, boys. That was his mantra to the crowd. You don't need a whole lot. We got some action. Bryson and Justin Thomas, they are one up in their matchup against John Rahm and company. A lot of golf to go. Four twosomes this morning, and then the exact same twosomes will play the afternoon session. So,
oh, they play two different sessions. That's why it takes so long. Okay. I was like, why is this thing going to go to 5 o'clock at night? Like, what are they doing out there?
Morning sesh. Quick break.
Gotcha. Everybody goes back out there and plays again.
Get your Nutri-Grain bar, your Fig Newtons, your water, and then everybody going back out in the afternoon.
Okay. I got you now. Some guy named Harris English just teed off for the United States. I don't know if I'd never heard of him until just now. And that's a golfer name right there. Like Harris English, you got to grow up to be a golfer, man, right? I mean, there's no other option
for you.
And he did, right? He's playing in the Ryder Cup.
Captain's pick, baby. So we'll dive into that about 8 o'clock because that's what Mac and Bob said. That's what I get to do. They finally gave me a day and a time slot, so we'll be good there. But ESPN came out with an article of teams that have, you know, made deadline deals, made trade deals, where they went out at, and Mac loves this. He agrees with it.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Mac was so excited to tell us about this.
Okay, all righty.
Go ahead, Mac. The article basically goes back to the Tyreek Hill trade with the Chiefs.
And there was like 23 trades in 22-23, and so they're kind of going back and evaluating them after the last, why this came out today. Somebody was bored, I don't know.
But
it's a good article. It's easy. It's fun. It's interesting to see. And then when they see stuff that gets you riled up, like the Dolphins win the trade and you're celebrating, I'm like, what are you talking about? How did the Dolphins win that trade for Tyreek Hill? Because according to my calculations, and I'm sure, Mac, your calculations as well, the Chiefs have like done good things since they traded Tyreek Hill, and and the Dolphins have turned into one of the all-time great dumpster fires that everybody in the world is monitoring, waiting for that coach to, you know, flame out down there in Miami, right?
McDeath? Yeah.
Yeah, McDeath, is that what we're calling him? I like that. Did you coin that?
No, I did not.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry. What'd he say? Every day is one step closer to death.
Yeah.
Like McDeath.
Who coined him McDeath? That's
I think it was
really
Bill
funny.
Simmons. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, because he said, how are you doing today? Good. I'm closer to death. Oh, okay.
All right.
Now we know why the man wanted to die.
Jeez, this team
time
sucks.
To die! Whoa. Like, my God, your team sucks.
Yeah, dude, it says that the Dolphins slightly won that trade because Tyreek Hill had his best season offensively. Mm. In the article, it was like, in the article, it literally says.
That was so big, like, yeah.
I have nothing to say.
You got it.
In the article, it literally says, yes, the Chiefs did go to back-to-back Super Bowls and then the third. So
they
three Super Bowls
three in a row.
And won two, but. The Dolphins were really good with Tyreek Hill with 1,700 yards.
I mean, those so 9-8 records and that first round elimination to the Chiefs and
literally the Chiefs. They went
right.
Go back and look at the record. They went 11-6, and all six of their losses were to playoff teams: Buffalo twice, the Chiefs, and then there's a couple others in there that. Is, but
yeah, that
all,
first year was their best, and then it got progressively worse for them, and we maintained and stayed the same.
So because Tyreek almost got 2,000 yards, they won.
Okay, that guy won them that trade. Yet we went to three Super Bowls, and that trade gave us basically the opportunity to get McDuffie and Rice.
Yep.
Damn.
One All-Pro and one future All-Pro.
And three Super Bowls.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And three Super Bowls. And three Super Bowls that we went to and two championships. Like, how anybody can sit there and say Miami won the trade is beyond me. Because look at what's happened to Miami since Tyreek has gone down there. He went down there and there wasn't a leader like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. He took over the operation and it's turned into a mess.
That's like horseradish.
I mean, to sit there and say, I mean, that organization with Tyreek Hill is closer to dissipating than it is to doing anything good. Like, they're ready to make an entire regime change in Miami, from GM to head coach to quarterback, and somebody's going to sit there and say that the Miami Dolphins won the trade with the Chiefs for Tyreek Hill based on what?
Oh, that's what it says in fine print. And this article is written by Gary Myers. Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
Who did write this? Bill Barnwell.
Bill for Brieschi?
What does Bill Barnwell normally cover for ESPN?
He does a lot, just NFL
stuff. Is he a fantasy guy more so than
I don't think
a...
so. I think he's just a sports writer. Okay. Yeah, American sports writer, staff writer for ESPN.
Okay.
Wide range of sports, including football, basketball, baseball, soccer, golf.
Okay, he writes about in-season X's and O's. Well, what? X's and O's, yeah, 2,000 yards is good, but that's not how we judge teams, success rates, anything like that. It's not judged by what an individual does. Trades are used to make your team better, right? Did the trade for Tyreek Hill make the Dolphins better as a team? Some could say maybe yes.
For a short time.
How's that working out today?
Right. Yesterday. Exactly. I mean,
Tyreek Hill was the number one player in the NFL top 100.
He was. And then he blamed his kid for burning his house down. I mean, like, it's
got arrested right before their first game of the
season. Before their first game of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like,
said he didn't know the playbook.
Trades are used to make your overall team better. Tyreek Hill left, and the Chiefs went to three straight Super Bowls and won two of them. I would say his leaving made this team better.
Yeah, yeah. What? Who? Do they have more playoff wins, or did he have more children?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Since he left?
Yeah. Because what, you won 3, 4, and 3?
Four.
So we have, 11 wins in the playoffs since he's been gone? Right? Because you had you won your division, wild card, division, championship, Super Bowl. Then you had to go on the road and win them all.
Four,
so that's 7. And then you won
3. So that's
3 last year.
Well, you
right?
won divi- no, you, no, didn't two, last you won
year.
2 last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, 2 last year.
So nine. That's 9.
Pretty
he
close.
He has 13 kids.
Yeah, how many kids did he have when
4?
He left here? Yeah, that's true. The Chiefs have more playoff wins. Yeah. Seriously, Max, see if you can figure that out. The amount of playoff wins the Chiefs have had since Tyreek Hill left.
We just gave the number.
But how many kids he's had since the Chiefs left?
I don't know if that's public, but I'll do some
stuff. Well, I'm sure it is.
I mean,
did you see Sean Alexander last night talk about his 14th child?
Yeah.
You would send a text, go, Bob, what do you think?
Because he's your age.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, what would you do if you did today? Your wife's like, number 14's here.
You know what I would do? She told me number 3 was here. You'd never hear from me again. No, I kid, but like 14 kids.
At 48 years old, you had your newest kid.
Oh, God.
Hey, man.
We talk all the time how glad we are we're not in that stage. You know, high school stage now is busier than it's ever been, but I mean, they're still very independent, right? Having a baby at my age right now at 48 years old, I would hate it. I'd punch myself in the face.
I mean, good heavens. 14 children.
I mean, he's got the means to be able to support. He's a great dude and all, but 14 kids, good Lord. And Tyreek has 14, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they say at least 10.
At least. Oh, okay.
That's what they say.
How do you not know how? Yeah, that's what's so great. It's like, how do you not know the number of? He's got like a baker's dozen. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know.
Well, who was the guy who couldn't remember his kids' names?
Was that Cromartie?
Was it Cromartie? Was it?
Cromartie's the one that got the vasectomy and then
still had kids. Yeah.
Because you got to empty the chamber before you can go back.
Right.
Into,
he just went right back to work.
He definitely did.
Yeah. He did not care.
This is like a one and done. This isn't Heartland's. Like, you know, Heartland's, you can't have sex the day after your visit, hour afterwards for many hours. And then, well, many minutes. And then, you know, with vasectomies, I think we all know the process. Like, right?
You go home and you got to clean yourself out. And, then,
and wait a while. Not Cromartie.
No, he did not wait. No. Gosh, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm fixed.
That was Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yep.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the Jets Hard Knocks. That was for the GD snack one. And but Rex Ryan.
Somebody says Tyree to the Dolphins is like Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
But the Jets didn't have to give up anything, right? For Aaron Rodgers, he was a street free agent at the Packers, so you didn't have to get the Dolphins had to give up a lot, and we turned that into two of the best players on the team.
Yeah, and then I think where the Chiefs won the trade was that Germany game, right?
Yeah,
whenever McDuffie stripped it from Tyreek.
Yeah,
and then
that was Legarius.
McDuffie may have stripped it in the regular season, but Legarius Sneed sunned him in the playoffs.
I was talking about in the Germany game.
Germany game, regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stripped the ball, and then Cook got it and went to the house.
That's right, yeah.
And it's 21-0 at halftime.
Yeah, that was a nail-biter, too, that never should have been a nail-biter.
Yeah, they came back. Yeah.
Ended up being 21-14, right? Or 21-17 was the final.
Something like that,
21-14.
Yeah.
It was close. But it ended up being way too close of a game. But, yeah, then you know, Legarius Sneed, you know, just, you know, punched him in the neck and dropped him, and that was it for him in the playoffs. And now Legarius Sneed's walking around talking about, like, he doesn't know who Nico Collins is.
Yeah, I know. He's talking like he's still a great corner.
Yeah. Like, Legarius Sneed, I hate to say, nobody's heard from you in 2 years. I was surprised he was still in the league.
Oh, yeah, Titans fans are pissed about that.
Of course
trade.
They are. They have to be. Yeah, they did. But that's what Brett Veach does better than anybody. Oh, well, we'll send you Legarius Sneed.
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, who do you want now? Because you're open for business. We'll give you, you know.
Well, hopefully the Dolphins will lose
you
this
You want
week.
FAU? We'll send them to you. You know, we've got all kinds of guys we can get you.
Better call Bob. You want FAU? We'll send them to you.
That's right. Yeah.
555-555-555.
555-FAU-1. Call now! I've got the great defensive end for you. His name is FAU. Call now. You can be yours for a running back right now. If you call me at 555-FAU-1, I'll send FAU to you for a running back.
Bye. Somebody from 816 says, I have six girls, all under the age of 12, and I take the long way home every night, so I don't got to go in that damn house.
God love you, my. How many girls?
Six.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Under the age of 12.
Woo. And a wife.
Maybe.
And, you know, God, I love you, man, and I feel so bad. If you need to talk, DM me, and we can have conversations, my man. Six girls, oh, boy.
That's where I would turn into your old man. Look, they got Maker's Mark on the shelf. Better believe it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.